You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, great time for you to be joining us on The Breakfast Show because we're talking about what's happening in the town.
Friends, Roman's countrymen. It's Stage Direction with Kate Pryor, brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
Hello there, Kate. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
We are about to go headfirst into one of the busiest and most exciting summers in Auckland town. The theatre being part of that exciting summer. What have you got for us?
Well, we're heading into, Christmas party time in the theatre, and all the fun come along with your office Christmas party kind of shows are just opening. So one of them which just opened this week is called Briefs, and that is... They came last year as well, a boylesque show at Q, lots of dancing, lots of half-naked men. I haven't been, but it looks lots of fun.
Lots of posters about town.
Yes.
Kind of buttocks thrust towards camera.
Buttocks! Buttocks!
And a nice diamante lettering. Looks like a night out.
Yeah, a night, definitely. Over the road at the basement, well, just around the corner, just behind the queue, is the last show in a collective called Fuff Swag, which are a group of queer Pacific artists, and they've had a residency at the basement this year. So that's included three shows, and the last show of theirs opened this week, has its last night tomorrow night, and that's called Neon Bootleg, and I caught that on its opening night, and it's really great, and it's definitely worth seeing.
So is that kind of physical performance, choreography, or narrative as well?
It's interesting because each one of their works this year has been really, really different. Akashi Fisinawa's Femme Slick was at the start of the year in Pride Festival, and that was bringing Vogue balls basically to the basement, which was amazing. And then Pati Solomonotirul's his work Fafa has been living in galleries and other spaces since about 2015, and that he brought that to the basement space around the middle of the year. So that was really visual. And then this piece, Neon Bootleg, is much more of a personal solo work. So it's more storytelling, and it's very deeply personal, but amazing to see a collective like that being given a space like the basement for three works, and being each work being so very different. So that was awesome. And also, just this week on the Pantograph Punch, which is the website I'm
the who the what.
Hey. It's a weird name. No, I shouldn't say that. I am the theatre editor for an arts website called The Pantograph Punch, and it's a cross-art form arts and culture journal. So we look at theatre, literature and visual arts, all the kind of arts that don't get so much coverage elsewhere.
Isn't that all the arts?
Music. Got a lot of music coverage.
Yeah, all the more mass media arts, not so much. So I had a great sit-down chat with some of the crew from Faf Swag, and that conversation is up on the Pantograph Punch now.
So that's what, pantographpunch.com or .co.nz?
It's www.
It's a cool name, Faf Swag, eh?
It's really cool. Yeah. Pantograph-punch.com.
Oh, .com.
I had to check that just before this because I know there's an awkward hyphen in there.
You could probably give that a Google though. It's fine.
Yeah.
Pantograph Punch with a hyphen .com.
Yeah. And my top show this week is closes on December the 9th, and it's Silo Theatre's Peter and the Wolf.
Hey. Okay, yeah, I can't believe I only found out about that recently.
Yeah. It's for the whole family, and it's
the puppets.
It's puppets.
It's puppets. Nisha Madden narrated it last night, and our leader, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, did it on Sunday.
On Sunday. Yeah. I saw opening with Thomas Sainsbury, which was great. So Sophie Roberts, the director and the artistic director of Silo, wanted to make an animated film live on stage. So with these beautiful, beautiful puppets and probably about 20 different miniature sets that designer Dan Williams has made, and they're just these most intricate kind of magical versions of Auckland. Yeah.
versions of Auckland. It is. It's Auckland specific, isn't it?
Yeah, like it is. Yeah. So they've turned this, you know, Norwegian fairy tale. I don't know if that's Peter and Wolf.
Doesn't it?
That's
similar.
Yeah.
Is it
similar?
What is that? That's. No.
That's no. That's actually bloody. That's Bad Jolly the Witch.
Yes.
Easily mistaken.
But this is definitely a family one, right? You
take the kids, have a ball. And the wolf's like amazing and not that scary, but still a bit scary because it's got to be a bit scary.
Yeah, it's a wolf, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Bit scary, bit fluffy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can play with the puppets afterwards.
I think
Yeah, and they had a show where I saw this on someone's Insta story where all the electrics crapped out at the Herald and they all had to go outside and stop the show. But all the puppets, all the puppeteers just brought the puppets out and all the kids were just playing in the foyer with the puppets.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, excellent. And that finishes up when?
9th of December.
Right, yeah. Cool. All right, well, I'm going to chuck in a shout-out too for my own show that I'm doing on Saturday night. my amateur burlesque night, Hoochie Coochie Amateur Burlesque Christmas Extravaganza at Juice Bar in Parnell.
Cool.
Hey. Yeah, Ideals. It's a great season starter if you want to get your Christmas up and running and see some empowered young performers ripping into it with some burlesquing the shit out of it. It's awesome. It's a great night. It's a great night.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right, thank you very much.
Thank you for coming in.
That was Stage Direction with Kate Pryor, brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.